USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump has again criticized the late Senator John McCain. During a speech at a tank plant in Ohio, the president said he wasn't a fan because McCain blocked the repeal of Obamacare and he cheered on Middle East wars. Then the president said this.
And I gave him the kind of funeral that he wanted, which as president I had to approve. I don't care about this. I didn't get thank you. That's okay.
Trump, who had ridiculed McCain's imprisonment in the Vietnam War, was not invited to his funeral. According to Richard Abulafia, a commercial aircraft consultant, the Boeing crashes have tarnished the FAA's reputation.
Frankly, the FAA is at risk of losing some of its power. Just why any investigations that are going to take place need to be done in a very above board way.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Another Catholic diocese releases records concerning the abuse of kids by priests. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
This time the names of 37 priests or other clergy are on a list released by the Catholic Diocese of Jackson, Mississippi, as having been credibly accused of sexually abusing children. Officials note not everyone on that list was charged or convicted of a crime. None of them are still active in the ministry. Some of them are deceased. Files dating back to 1924 were investigated. The victims were said to be both boys and girls ranging in age from 5 to 17. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A California woman has been charged in the murder of her daughter. 28-year-old Tequesta Graham was charged in Los Angeles for the murder of her 9-year-old girl. She and her boyfriend Emil Hunt are accused of killing Trinity Jones. Jones was found in a duffel bag a few days later in the eastern part of LA County. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell, the creator of MyPillow, is a sleep genius. He creates things to make your night's sleep better. He created the new Giza Dreams bed sheets. He started by using the world's best cotton grown in the Mediterranean, and it's ultra soft, breathable, and extremely durable. Now, if you go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA. When you click on the Giza Dreams sheet special, you get 30% off and free shipping. 30% off and free shipping when you go to MyPillow.com.
The college admissions scandal has rocked the country, and USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has another story about a school that's going against the grain regarding tuition.
Federal prosecutors are reportedly seeking deals with some of the wealthy parents charged in the college admissions scandal. It's unclear which parents are getting the offer from the prosecutors or how many parents took part in the actual scam, but all of this has folks rethinking college and its usefulness and how much you should be paying to go to college. One thing is for sure, America's student loan crisis continues to climb as colleges and universities are charging more and more for students to attend school. Well, one school that isn't is Purdue University. Former Republican governor and now president of Purdue, Mitch Daniels, says he had an innovative idea when he became president on a way to keep children from graduating college with tons of debt.
When I arrived, I just asked the question, why don't we start trying to adjust our spending to our students' families' budgets and not expecting them to just their budgets to our spending. So far, so good. We're finishing our sixth year of no tuition increase. We've promised at least two more, and over that time, we have reduced the cost of room, board, and books. So it'll be less expensive to attend Purdue in 2021 in nominal unadjusted dollars than it was in 2012.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com.